This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister on this Monday, and we are also joined by United States Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, good morning.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
You were front page news yesterday on the Sunday paper in the press, along with Senator Fetterman. You had plans to be together, and that did not happen. Many people are asking why.
You know, first of all, Senator Fetterman and I have gotten off to a great start in terms of a relationship working together. And, you know, we, Dean and I, my wife had launched a book, which is coming out tomorrow, Who Believed in You? And in the middle of that book tour, Senator Fetterman had agreed to do an event with us. And for a whole series of reasons, including getting the right location and honestly, some worries about the security of our folks that would join us there because of possible protesters, we decided to postpone it. So we're going to do it. We're going to just do it a little bit further down the road.
Senator, good morning. This is Lenny McAllister. I was sitting here thinking about how this ended up being postponed, but it also seems as though you all are trying to take a chip away at the iciness of politics approach versus a, hey, we'll try this, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, what advice would you give to others that are trying to take the same approach that you are, which is, okay, look, at some point, we got to take an ice pick to this, and we got to chip away at the iciness that we have between, you know, ourselves as Americans. What advice would you have based on the example that the other senator and you were trying to put together for the Commonwealth?
Well, you know, the way it started with he and I is I went to the Tree of Life 5-year memorial ceremony, I guess 18 months ago or something like that. And he was standing, it's the first time I had met him, and I think I had announced I was running at that point. And he said, you know, Mr. McCormick, it's very, very nice to meet you. He said, you know, the campaign is, you know, it'll get a little spicy, I'm sure, but it's nothing personal. And I thought that's interesting. And, you know, it got a little spicy and it was nothing personal. And he and I sat down after and we just agreed. We just had a very honest conversation that there's a lot of things we disagree on. But boy, there's a lot we do agree on. And if we could find ways to work together, it would be to the benefit of the people of Pennsylvania. So, you know, he's strong on Israel. He's strong on anti-Semitism. I've been a strong voice on those things. But, you know, just in the last, you know, 3 months, he's co-sponsored a fentanyl bill with me to try to bring together a joint task force to take on this terrible scourge in Pennsylvania. I've co-sponsored legislation for mushroom farmers in Chester County that he was leading. I've joined him in a bill that he sponsored on burial benefits for the families of veterans. And, you know, every way that we can help the people of Pennsylvania together, I think it's a win for everybody. And that's the way we've approached it. And I think the most important thing is trust. You know, he trusts that I'm not going to try to screw him or stick it to him, and that we're going to try to find ways to work together. I certainly trust him, and that's a good start for any relationship.
We're with United States Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, you were quoted in the Post-Gazette saying, "I want to support the president's goals and initiatives, but I also want to make sure that if it's hurting Pennsylvanians, I know about it and can take corrective action." As you know, there's been a lot of job loss associated with the executive orders, but yet you're our most direct link to the federal government. So what are you working on to keep Pennsylvanians safe?
Well, you know, first of all, you start with what's going on. And I think the starting point is we're on a on a fiscal situation or spending situation is unsustainable. Unfortunately, we have $34 trillion of debt. We spend about $1 trillion a year on interest payments. Our annual deficit's $2 trillion. So we spend about $6 trillion and we get about $4 trillion in taxes. So, you know, none of us could run our house like this for more than a year or two and be underwater. And that's what we're doing to our kids. So, you know, this is a situation that got worse under President Biden. We added about $5 trillion of new spending, and we got to get it under control. And that's the sad reality. And the DOGE process is meant to bring transparency and focus to the areas where there's waste. But the responsibility for making those actual cost reductions is in the hands of the cabinet secretaries that work for President Trump. And so I'm in support of the overall effort. But when you have a big effort like that and you're trying to drive big change, sometimes you make mistakes. And so you got to have a process that actually fixes the mistakes, too. So a good example of this is the Department of Agriculture, through the DOGE efforts, eliminated a number of folks that were experts in bird flu. And, you know, we're in the middle of a bird flu epidemic. That was bad. That was a dumb idea. So we got to hire those folks back, which the Department of Agriculture did, so we can deal with bird flu. There's another area that's of particular concern to many Pennsylvanians, which is NIH funding for our big universities and our hospital systems. And there's been a restriction put in place which caps the overhead expenses that the government will fund. And that has big implications for many of our employers in Pennsylvania. So I've gotten very involved with that and am in contact with Secretary Kennedy and trying to make sure that we don't do that in midstream for any of these big research grants, because it's very disruptive and it also may stop life-saving research. So I try to go point by point and try to look at the things that I think make sense, you know, in the overall scheme of things, but maybe bad for Pennsylvanians. And I try to be a voice that both supports the cost-cutting efforts, which I think is critical for our country, wasteful spending that's waste, fraud, and abuse that's happening across our government. The Government Accountability Office, which is an independent group, estimates about $500 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse. But at the same time, I'm very focused on what's happening in Pennsylvania and trying to make sure I'm a strong voice for not letting dumb things happen. I guess the one last thing I'll say is I think it's very important that as we unfortunately have to eliminate jobs in the federal government. We added 400,000 new jobs in the last 4 years in the federal government. We're going to have to eliminate a number of those jobs, not just the new ones, but across the government. I think it's critical that we treat the people that are leaving the federal government, sadly, with gratitude, with respect, with dignity. The large majority of them are patriots trying to serve their country. We need to downsize, and we should thank them as we help them transition on to the next thing.
Senator, one of the criticisms in this article is about where are our senators in terms of people trying to reach out to your office, is both you and Senator Fetterman. What do you recommend?
Well, first of all, I think it's just fundamentally not accurate. So in my particular case, obviously we get thousands of letters and calls, and you know, it's a little overwhelming to start, but we're now in the point where we're responding to any request within a couple of days and responding to every piece of email. But in addition to that, I'm doing regular outreach where I'm engaging with voters. So last week I did a teletown hall that had 14,000 people attend, where you just turn on the thing and questions would come in. That we'd ask people what the topic was, but they get on the phone and ask any question in front of 14,000 people. Every week, we do a Keystone Coffee in Washington, where Pennsylvanians who are in town stop by and we talk. Usually there's about 100 to 150 people. I've done dozens of visits across the Commonwealth. So it is a big Commonwealth, and there's a lot going on. So I can understand why some people feel like they're not having their questions answered. But I think if they engage in all the ways I just said, I think they're going to find that I'm really doing my best to try to answer the questions, but also reduce the anxiety where it's appropriate, because sometimes people are reacting to things that simply aren't true, like they're going to get their Social Security benefits cut or something like that, which is not the case. So that's the way I'm trying to handle it. And I think it's incumbent on me to be very proactive about constantly communicating, because, as I said, it's a time of uncertainty.
And we'll look for your wife Dina's book, Who Believed in You, which comes out tomorrow. Senator, as always, we appreciate your time and willingness to talk to us. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks, Larry. And that book is whobelievedinyou.com, and she and I wrote it during COVID about mentorship and the importance for building the next generation of leaders. So thanks for mentioning it.
All right, you got it. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
United States Senator Dave McCormick. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis, let's get a quick update with Ellen Gamble.
All right, a couple of accidents on the roster, Larry. One in Clareton on Clareton to Roseburg Road at New England Road. Crews are just rolling up on the scene of that one. Crews still dealing with an earlier accident, this in White Oak on Lincoln Way at Jack's Run Road. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.